Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Stuff I Heard podcast. This is your host, Josh Peek, and today happens to be the 15th of July, 2020. So what's going on with you guys? I'll tell you what's going on with me. We are currently at work involved in the South Carolina DOT Blitz Week coming up. This is the time of the year. They do it about twice a year, but this is the time of the year they really focus on looking at DOT logs and checking out trucks to make sure that they're legal and making sure that their equipment is up to date, making sure their logs are up to date, making sure that maintenance is done like it's supposed to. And that's good. I mean, you need some focus on that kind of stuff. So we're doing our extra part at work. I'm going in a little bit extra and checking out everybody's vehicles, making sure that they're legal and safe and all that fun stuff. And just sort of reiterating to everybody the stuff they should be looking for anyway, although sometimes they don't. Also, what's going on right now is the South Carolina Governor McMaster has announced that schools are going to be back open in September. Now, a lot of people have said that's a terrible idea. A lot of people, including my brother, who is a teacher in South Carolina, is concerned about everybody coming into contact with one another and possibly helping this coronavirus thing grow and possibly us losing a lot of people. Now, this is the Stuff I Heard podcast, so this is just stuff I heard. This ain't stuff I know. Don't take this as fact. This is just things that I heard, okay? I heard that 0.5% of the population could be affected. 0.5% of your kids going back to school could be affected. So if that's 100,000 kids, what I hear is that's 5,000 kids. I don't know if that's accurate. It sounds pretty accurate. I didn't do the math, but I'm sure right now someone's doing the math going, you're an idiot. Okay, so be it. But still, how many kids is acceptable? Okay, we've talked about this all along with this pandemic thing going on. What's acceptable is a percentage, what is it, 0.1% of the population possibly getting coronavirus and passing away? Or is it more acceptable that 60% of the American population lose their homes and become homeless? What do you do? I mean, honestly, I get a lot of people asking me that question, I guess because I have this platform and because I talk about it on a regular basis, but I'm having conversations with everybody all the time and I'm asking them their opinion and they're asking me my opinion. And I don't know. That's the biggest thing I like to say is I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I wish somebody had an answer. It'd be great if somebody had an answer and they actually knew what they were talking about. Excuse me. I'd have a beverage. I am currently smoking, smoked a 18-pound pork butt. I know this sounds like a repeat because people have heard me do that before, but today's Wednesday and I happen to smoke an 18-pound pork butt starting at about 6:30-ish this morning, and it's 4:30 now. It just came off. I cooked it all day at 250 degrees. It's done. It looks great. It smells great. I got it wrapped up in aluminum foil. It's going to be so great. We're going to eat a little bit of that tonight for dinner. Our plan, though, is to cook that now so that we can take it with us this weekend when we go visit some family. We're getting together with my wife's sister and some of their extended family for a little thing at the beach, just an opportunity to get away. And I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be kind of nice. My mom stopped by this week and brought me some tomatoes from her garden, and so far they're good. I had a few of them that were bad, but that's fine. I mean, that happens. But you know, it's nice to have some fresh tomatoes out of the garden if you're into that kind of thing. Not everybody's into tomatoes. I mean, I get that. I am. I'm just saying. When I had my brother on during the last podcast, we talked about some shows that we were watching. And he was talking about watching a show called Doom Patrol. And I told him I was watching, I had watched Warrior Nun and The Old Guard. And what else? Something else. I think the Dave Chappelle special, 8:46 on YouTube. So anyway, after that, like, he told me that he went and watched The Old Guard and said that was really good. I finished watching what I was watching and started watching a show called Hannah that's on Amazon Prime. Hannah is based on a real story. Hannah is not this Hannah, but the the story in general of Hannah. We've seen lots of renditions of this in the past. There's been other Hannah movies. I think the code name for the project was called the Hannah Project. I did a little bit of research, not a lot, but a little bit. This was based on a real thing that Russia did. They raised young girls to be assassins. From being a little girl, they would learn how to be assassins. And at a certain point in their lives, they were integrated into public and often given to a family through an orphanage type situation or a foster situation where they would assume to be this family's blessing, this family's little girl. And their idea was that no one would suspect an assassin that's a little girl, that's a young girl, teenage girl. No one would suspect that the assailant is not a big scary dude. So there's been lots of characters over the past that have been created because of it. The movie Salt with Angelina Jolie, she plays a rendition of that story. In the Black Widow of the Marvel Universe, she is a rendition of that story. There's lots of iterations of it. And this isn't the first Hannah movie or show. This is a show on Amazon, but this isn't the first one. But they did a really good job of casting the character and coming up with a story that was plausible and having it compelling and interesting and all that stuff. And this was season two that I watched. And season two was pretty good. They brought in some new characters. They developed some characters that you saw in season one. They took the story arc in a different direction, which was interesting. And there's a climatic finish that was pretty awesome. I mean, it's pretty exciting to watch. There were some character changes in the show that I didn't expect. But all in all, it was decent. It was decent. I'm kind of happy that Amazon is stepping up their game. I mean, it gives you just one more option for content out there that where people are doing stuff outside of the normal, you know, spectrum or DirecTV or, you know, all of the known sources in the past. I mean, it just gives you another option in case you've cut the cord. You're like, yeah, I don't need to watch that. I can move on. With that being said, I did decide to go down the rabbit hole and watch Doom Patrol. My brother said that it was originally on a DC channel. DC had an online channel at one time they were trying to develop. I don't know if they still do, but it was supposed to be their answer to Marvel going to Disney Plus. They wanted to somehow compete. So they were offering up something to do with a video game and an online profile, and you would have access to their online games. You would have access to all of their shows. They were going to develop shows and movies and stuff like that. And it was a pretty risky endeavor in a time where I don't think the economy was willing to take it on. Now, I haven't done any research. I don't know if it's still up and going. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's actually looked into it, and they're like, no, I'm totally subscribed, and I'm on all this stuff. Well, good, cool. I don't know anything about that. All I know is my brother talked about it, and he said that HBO Max, I guess they are now, has picked it up as a show. And so they've been showing the episodes. I was able to watch it through my magical Fire Stick. Thank you, Josh Ridderway. And I was able to catch up on 15 episodes, I think it was, season one. It's pretty good. Brendan Fraser plays this Mr. Robot character he's all metal except for his brain. pretty ridiculous storyline for him, but makes for an interesting character. My brother talked about this before. The guy in the wheelchair that's supposed to be kind of like Professor X is Timothy Dalton. You guys remember Timothy Dalton playing 007? Yeah. Imagine now him like this mastermind guy in a wheelchair. Timothy Dalton. Interesting storyline with him. You don't see a lot of them in season one until towards the end. There's a bad guy in the show called Mr. Nobody. He's a comedic actor. I've seen him in lots of stuff. He's not somebody that I can remember a single role of him playing, but he's one of those guys that as soon as you see him, you're like, I know that guy because he's that guy. He's the comedy guy. He has some funny one-liners, and he narrates a lot of season one, and it's kind of funny whenever the narration blends into them doing action and he comments back and forth. It's sort of like Deadpool where they break the fourth wall, which my brother mentioned that this is a lot like Deadpool. It has a lot of really bloody stuff, kind of like Deadpool. Gratuitous blood, I guess you'd call it. not gory, but just like, oh, that's a lot of blood. Wow. You guys really went all out in this scene. Huh, okay. But in a way, it's sort of done in a comical way, kind of like Deadpool. I mean, there's a lot of cursing in it, so I don't recommend my mom watching it. She'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe they're saying this many words. Yeah, okay. It was interesting. It was funny. There's a character in it, young girl, that was in Orange is the New Black. She's one of the Latino girls that was always primping and doing her Instagram live. Somehow she got a phone in prison, and she's a big Instagram makeup star. And in this, she plays a character that's got 64 personalities, and each one of the personalities has its own superpower. Very interesting character. To me, that's the most interesting character of the whole show. And I keep waiting for her to get to a point where she can tap into whatever she needs when she needs it. Right now, she can't. That's her flaw. She doesn't have any control over who's running the body. So, yeah, it has its own flaws. So that's kind of interesting. There's a woman in it who was in Two and a Half Men. If you guys ever watched Two and a Half Men, she played the ditzy girl that was named Candy, who dated Alan for a long time. She's in it. She plays a character that's named Elastigirl. It's not Elastigirl from The Incredibles, but she can bend her body in ways. Now, she doesn't know that in the beginning. Spoiler alert, she gets nervous and she starts to form into a puddle, kind of like the Blob. There's a guy in it who is a pilot who is a, he was a, what do you call it? One of those guys that a test pilot. He does all the experimental aircrafts and stuff like that. His backstory is he was flying an aircraft that was supposed to be the plane that was going to lead up to him going into space at some point. And he interacts with an alien in outer space. And suddenly he crashes back to Earth and lives, but has this alien sentient beam inside of him, and he has radiation poisoning, which causes everybody around him to be irradiated. So there's that, and he's a character, and somehow they're the narrator said this is the most unlikely of superheroes. If anything, they're super zeros. And I mean, let's make a show about super zeros, which is kind of the show Doom Patrol. They're super messed up, and they super interact with each other in ways that are really funny. Cyborg is in it. If you guys remember watching Teen Titans, the little young guy that was a football player who got in an accident, and he's part of him's robot. Season one was interesting. It was really weird. My wife at times was like, are you following this? And I'm like, yeah, kind of. It's silly. It's funny. It's weird. It's fun. It's vulgar. It's almost like they hired people who worked on Deadpool and went, hey, let's come up with our own idea. And they're like, I got it. And they just came up with some weird characters and just threw them all together and said, yeah, what if we have this happen and this happen and this happen? And it's totally messed up and it doesn't make any sense, but we're going to go with it. And there you go. There's Doom Patrol. Interesting. There's 15 episodes in season one. I am ashamed to say it, but I watched them all in a day and a half. And so far there's 6 episodes in season two and I'm caught up. I'm waiting for the new episode to drop. Cause now it's on HBO Max's platform and they only put out one episode a week. So there you go. Now I'm waiting. I am caught up on that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm caught up on all the shows I was going to watch. I'm waiting right now for new stuff to come out. There are some comedy specials that have come out that I want to catch up on that I just haven't had a chance to. Right now, Netflix is telling me the new Jim Jeffries is out. I like Jim Jeffries. I'll watch it. Sure. I do want to find one on YouTube. Jessica Kershaw apparently has one that I haven't seen yet. I'd like to see that as well. But yeah. You know, this is just an escape. This is just reality is kind of taking its toll on all of us. And it's like, I need something to not think about this impending pandemic doom that's all around us. And the fact that we're in an election year and we don't have a winner. We don't have a good guy. I mean, we got two idiots running and neither one of them seem to be, I don't think either one of them is going to make it if either one of them gets to become elected president. I don't think either one of them is going to be in office long because neither one of them look like they're in proper health or mental capacity. I heard somebody say, yeah, it looks like we're just voting for vice presidents now to be president one day. I'm like, that's kind of terrifying. I mean, that's a new thing in our lifetime. It hasn't always been the case, but I'm sure at some point it has. I wonder at what time it was changed over. Because, you know, I heard years ago, this is the Stuff I Heard podcast. I heard years ago that whenever two candidates ran for president, the guy who won would be president and the guy who came in second would be the vice president. It was supposed to be like a checks and balances thing of, you know, he'd be right there to kind of rationalize things with you and say, hey, I don't think everybody's on board with this. And I'm not sure exactly what age it was where they changed the law and they said, no, we should have two people that are involved like on the same plan. Maybe it had to do with an assassination. I know several presidents have been assassinated over the years. Maybe that was why. I don't know. Somebody out there who knows that kind of stuff, let me know, because I'm kind of curious. As far as podcasts go, I haven't been able to listen to many podcasts. I am listening to one right now with Bert Kreischer talking to a guy that was on the Travel Channel, Jack Maxwell. He was on the Travel Channel on a show called Booze Traveler, and he's an interesting guy. A lot of the conversation is about him being, so far, I mean, it's a 2-hour podcast and I'm about an hour in, is about him being from South Boston, about him having a really rough childhood with a dad who was an heroin addict. There's some interesting conversation there that sort of lended itself to other conversations that I've had with real people in my life this past week. I got to have a very heartfelt conversation with a guy who was telling me about his own addiction problems. And, you know, it really made me feel for people who go through this. You know, he and I were talking about it, and I think that his addiction was alcohol. And he said, you know, the weird part about alcohol is, he said, we've heard it in meetings that if 10 people, if you were to give them as much alcohol as possible for, you know, 3 months, after 3 months, maybe a few of them might become alcoholics. But if you were to put people together and in 3 months, you just give them like hard drugs like cocaine and heroin and stuff like that, then usually after that trial period of 3 months, they're going to be on cocaine and heroin from then on. They're all addicts. Like, it's just, alcohol is one of those things where not everyone becomes addicts. And so, you know, I've heard Dr. Drew talk about it. And he said that, you know, if you use cocaine or heroin once, like, your brain gets rewired to be like, oh, this is what we need now. Like, it just rewires your brain immediately. And that's just like, oh, this is it. This is what we need for life. And it's like, what? I don't understand that. I got lucky. For whatever reason, I didn't get the gene that's an addict gene. I'm able to have a beer. Cheers, everybody, if you're having a beer with me. I can have a beer and I'm okay. I could not have a beer and I'm okay. I've never wanted to do hard drugs. The fascination has never been there. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm lucky, I guess. Genealogy or chromosomes. I don't know. I'm sure there's some science to it where somebody's like, well, of course not. You had this and this and this in your family, so this is what you're inclined to do, not the other thing. Okay, sure. That sounds good. I would like to ask some questions. Like, this is the part of the podcast where I wish I had somebody to talk to on a regular basis so I could bounce ideas off of to get their feedback. Because, you know, a lot of times it's just me sitting in here in the room by myself, just looking at stuff around the room and going, I wonder what my Boba Fett action figure over there thinks about blah, blah, blah. It doesn't think anything because it's plastic. See what I mean? And with me not in my normal working parameters, I'm not exactly having the same conversations that I normally have with people. And I'm not listening to podcasts like I normally do. So there's that. Yeah. I'm going to cut it short. This is going to be a really short one. They're all winners. Listen, sometimes you hit a home run, sometimes you don't. Everybody out there, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for being a part of it. I can tell you that Disney has opened back up and numbers aren't great. People aren't excited about going. They haven't reduced their rates. They're still charging just as much. They're not doing fireworks. They're not doing parades. They do have a cavalcade, they're calling it, where a float goes by with some people that are social distance dancing around. It's like every now and then one goes by. I'm watching that on the Tim Tracker on YouTube. I'm watching it, I should say. My wife's watching it. I'll glance over and she's watching it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I haven't watched much of anything as far as that goes. But Disney's opening back up. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I'm hopeful that these coronavirus numbers mean that we are getting this herd immunity and that people are getting it and getting over it. I don't know that's the case, but maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know. The Ford Bronco is coming back out. So OJ's got that to look forward to. I had a Bronco when I was growing up. They had the Bronco, the big Bronco, and then they had a little Bronco. The little Bronco is called the Bronco 2. I had the little one. It looked kind of neat. It was orange and it had horses that were like running as like a graphic on the sides. And it was pretty cool, except for the fact that it would turn off every time I made a left turn. So I made a whole lot of right turns just trying not to make it cut off, because it'd be so uncomfortable making a left turn in traffic. And then as soon as you make a left, it turns off and you got to crank it back up. Of course, back then we didn't have YouTube to like look it up and find out solutions. There weren't a lot of people that we knew that knew how to work on vehicles like that. It was what it was. So anyway, it's coming back out. And of course my lunatic friends are having fun with the idea of them one day owning a Bronco. And they're like, yeah, but that isn't like the one we rode in. I'm like, shut up, shut up, shut up. It's funny for us. But that's probably where it needs to end, is with us. So anyway, I said I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to wrap this up. Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You guys, if you're listening and you're curious about what some of these guests look like, check us out on YouTube. Look up me, Joshua Peak, on YouTube. You'll see my face and lots of podcasts with this weird starry background in the background. If you are watching the YouTube thing, say hi. I hear from a few of you once in a while, but, you know, it's kind of fun if we build community. So thanks again. Please remember, rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and as always, cue the cap.